Welcome to the 48th episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm having a rough morning at Daylight Savings and introduced to some moonshine last night, Matt.
Oh, man.
This past week, though, the NBA world really turned upside down. The Lakers won two games in a row.
Oh, man. Suns were coming off a two-game winning streak as well. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Doesn't make getting Ben Simmons any easier, Bill Simmons.
There it is, the Daylight Savings Moonshine.
They asked Meta World Peace about the win streak for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first win was against the Warriors, and then the second one against Orlando Magic. A reporter asked him, what's gotten into the younger players on the team? Meta World Peace said, they were tired of fucking losing, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Clarkson was standing right behind him. He chimed in with a word. Yeah. So I think
positive affirmation.
hit the nail on the head there.
Lately, it's really been D'Angelo Russell's coming out party. He's been playing great.
Yeah.
Remember all the talk 1 week into the season when everyone was really upset and thinking that the Lakers shouldn't have drafted Russell and
what a bust he was.
Yeah. Remember we talked at how ridiculous that was a month or two into the season, how they were talking about how terrible he was. But he's been playing great.
Yeah. And it's so funny, too, that Byron Scott, you know, really had him in the doghouse, but he can't lose on the narrative. You know, he could say, you know, a detractor could say, what's wrong with Byron Scott? He should have been playing D'Angelo Russell this whole time.
Yeah.
And Byron Scott can say, well, maybe he wouldn't have been good if I hadn't, you know, put him in the doghouse for the first 8 months of the season.
Sure, sure. Byron Scott.
You're welcome.
Great NBA coach. And the Sixers now are in position. Sorry, daylight savings time. The Sixers won their ninth game, which means at worst they will tie the worst record of all time.
Nice.
So they at least made it over that hump, so where they wouldn't be sole possession of worst.
You know what's happened this whole past week in the NBA and be part of our first segment of episode 48? What's the deal with the whole week has been Noche Latino in the NABA. That's
wow.
That's Latino night, Matt.
Yeah.
And I mention this because it's been going on all week. And
so it's more of a whatever the Spanish word
is. That would be Semana Latina.
A Semana Latina, yeah.
I thought it's just kind of strange that all the players get warm-up jerseys that just have a Spanish article in front of their English team name.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Los Bulls or El Thunder.
Los Suns.
Los Suns, right.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, if you're going to try and market to Spanish-speaking countries or, you know, Spanish-speaking people, why not just put the Spanish word on the jerseys?
Sure. Plus, you're already halfway there.
I mean, and teams are already making like 17 different kinds of jerseys.
Wait a second. I just thought about this. Like, you're putting Los Suns on a jersey that didn't say the Suns.
Right.
So in order to Mexicanify it, you're just adding Los.
Spanish, but you know.
Yeah. But you're just adding Los. So you're adding a word to replace a word that was never there.
Los NBA.
Yeah, that actually is kind of patronizing. Like, I'm kind of, my social justice warriorism is kicking in, and I'm mm-hmm. sort of offended at mm-hmm. this now. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to go protest something.
You remember the commercial Yokiro Taco Bell?
Yeah.
With the Chihuahua?
Yeah.
You know, I once heard a guy talking on the radio about how that marketing campaign taught the entire country at least two words in Spanish.
Yo and quiero.
Yo quiero. I want Taco Bell. Right. The NBA has a lot of fans. They could teach the whole country 30 Spanish words.
Sure. Soul. Suns. Souls.
All right. Well, you got one of 30 so far, Matt, because I'm about to quiz you.
Okay. Let's do it.
You know, I thought maybe that they don't do this. I was trying to think of the reason why they might not do this.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe there's some that don't really translate. Yeah. But Laker in English doesn't really make any fucking sense either.
Yeah, it's not a thing. Okay, so magic is magos, right?
No, that is wizards.
Oh, man.
Magos is the wizards.
Okay.
Mágica is the Orlando magic. Okay. La Mágica.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt. So I found this quiz online, and I got 14 of 30 right just to...
There is a quiz.
There is a quiz online where they give multiple you the Spanish choice. Name, and then you have to fill in the city.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And they give you 4 minutes.
Gotcha.
I'm giving you 1 minute.
Okay, good. Good. All things are even.
So you just say the city, first city that comes to mind, or the team. It doesn't really matter. These are in no particular order. Los Lagueros.
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 Los Angeles.
That is correct. That's the Lakers. Lago is a lake.
Yeah.
El Treño.
Treño.
Treño. T-R-U-E-N-O. There's only a few that don't have the plural.
Yeah.
Give you a little
would that be
there.
The Jazz?
That would be the Thunder.
Ah, okay.
This one I think you'll get. Los 76.
Oh, that would be the Philadelphia there.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Los Souls, you already got. Oh, this one I like a lot. Los Patrones Hollandeses.
Whoa. Patrones?
This is one of those ones I was telling you about. The translation is kind of questionable. This, I don't think you're going to get, so I'll just tell you, is the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
The translation is Knickerbocker equals Dutch colonial lords.
Yeah. I'm not just saying this. I was going to guess the Knicks just for some reason, but not because of any knowledge I have.
It's not Pantalones.
Yeah.
Patrones.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. This one team recently moved, Los Redes. Redes.
That recently moved?
Well, they moved with Jay-Z.
Oh, the Nets. Yeah.
Los Magos.
Yeah.
See if you remember what Los Magos is.
Oh, that's the Wizards.
Nice. Okay, got that
so
one.
I didn't get
that one.
I got one, but I got it wrong.
Matt, I would bet $50 you get this one. Los Jazz.
That's Utah, Bob. Yes.
Very good. Very good.
How do you spell that?
J-A-Z-Z.
Okay, good.
The J is silent.
Yeah.
Los Reyes. Los Reyes. This team's getting a new arena next year.
Wow. That was this the Sacramento?
Sacramento Vivex.
Yeah.
This one kind of sounds like the American word, the English word, American.
Yeah.
You started it with the Mexicanized. Yeah. Los Rapaces. Rapaces.
Raptors?
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, sure.
This one? Okay, this one's tough. Los Marcapasos. I meant tough to pronounce for me. I don't know if you know that.
Los
Marcapasos.
Grizzlies?
This is the Pacers.
Wow.
I don't know what Marcapasos means, but
I guess Grizzlies
to pace oneself.
I guess Grizzlies because it's kind of sounded like you're saying Mark Gasol a little bit. So...
I lost count of how many you got right. I think it's like, let's
four-ish
say four.
Or something.
Okay. Los Guerreros.
Guerreros.
If they had these on the front of their jerseys, we would know all these by now.
Would
that's the point.
I don't know, Warriors?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice guess.
It kind of sounds like guerrilla and guerrilla warfare and Warriors.
This one is not Sylvester Stallone. It's Los Lobos Silvestres.
Wow. Timberwolves.
Nice.
Yeah,
very
Lobos.
Good.
Lobos, yeah.
Very good. Do you speak Spanish, Matt?
Sure, Bob.
That would be C.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry.
C, Bob.
C, Bob. Yeah, no, I don't speak it as much as I could slightly understand, if that
nice.
Makes sense.
Nice. Okay, well, see if you understand this. Los Osos Pardos.
That would be Memphis.
Nice.
Yeah, Osos.
What gave it away?
Osos is Bears, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It took like 5 years of Spanish. Los Pistones.
Yeah, pivot Detroit. Very I like good. You were clearing your throat. I don't know if that was on purpose or.
These next two are pretty easy. La Magica.
Magic.
Los Celticos.
Celtics.
Los Gamos.
Wow. The Bucks.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. On a roll here.
Sounds like game, and the only mascot that game, Bucks, deer, game, see?
You're a smart man.
Yeah.
And a daylight savings, no less.
Yeah, extra points.
Okay, here we go. This one might confuse you. Confuse me. Las Macanillas Buques.
Wow. Now I'm kind of forgetting what teams I haven't talked about here. The Bulls?
That is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Okay.
The translation I looked up is roughly small machine ship.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Las Macanillas Buques.
I don't know why I guessed the Bulls. The Bulls is pretty clear which one that'll be.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, Los Caballeros. They play Las Macanillas Buques. Oy, which is today, Matt.
Oh, the Cavaliers.
Very yeah. good. Very good. Los Mavericos.
Mavericks.
Los Pelicanos.
Pelicans. These are great. I'm getting them.
Oh, this one's fun. Las Papitas, in parentheses, de Oro.
Oh, wow. Of the Oro.
Las Papitas of the Oro.
Yeah. That oh man, what other teams do we have here? Trailblazers?
That would be the Denver Nuggets.
The Nuggets, okay.
Papitas being Nuggets, I assume, Oro of gold.
Oh wow, okay, makes sense.
All right, and now the Los Toros.
That's the Bulls.
Nicely done. Los Halcones? Halcones?
Hornets?
Hawks.
Hawks.
Los Avispones. Avispones!
Is that Trailblazers?
That's the Hornets.
Oh, okay.
We got four left here, so try and remember the ones you haven't guessed. Las Espuelas. Not Abuelas.
Yeah.
Although, they kind of have some Abuelos on the team.
Oh, wow. The Spurs?
Nice.
Yeah.
Los Abrecendas. Daylight savings.
I just like how you're pronouncing these. That's great.
I've been practicing.
Is that the Trailblazers?
That's the Trailblazers.
Okay. That's the only team I can think of that I haven't said.
The final two, Los Cohetes.
I don't know. Is there a team in Pittsburgh that I'm leaving out? What's going on? I haven't. No,
you
I feel
haven't,
like,
you haven't
oh,
said
the
Chinese the, MVPs team.
The Heat? No, the Rockets.
The Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
But the last one, El Calor.
The Heat. There we
Very
go.
Very good, Matt. I think that was 13 correct, so just one away from beating me.
Funny how that works out.
I got some pretty fun game show questions for you here, Matt. And now here's the host of the Brick House Game Show, Bob Johnson. The first one, a new fact I learned this past week, is the name of Kobe Bryant's dog.
Okay, bring it on.
It is named after something from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
So, narrow it down for you. Here are your multiple choice options
here. Oh, wow,
here.
Another, yeah.
A, how familiar, first of all, are you with the Harry Potter franchise?
Fairly familiar. I mean, I've seen all the movies. And...
You've seen the movies.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you obviously know A, Lumos.
Yeah, is that where you, like, light up the room?
I don't know, Matt.
Sure.
My wife helped me with this question.
Yeah.
She's familiar. Okay, the choices. Kobe Bryant's dog, let's remember the question, is either A, Lumos.
Yeah.
B, Ron Weasley. C, Voldemort.
Oh, wow.
Or D, Crucio. Do you know all four of those things?
Yeah. I'll say I would love for it to be Ron Weasley. I'm going to say Crucio.
Crucio is the correct answer,
yeah.
Matt. Do you know what Crucio is?
Isn't that the spell where you can, like, cause mortal injury to people?
very close. It is the Cruciatus curse, mm-hmm. also known as the torture curse.
Yeah.
And it's a tool of the dark arts and one of the three unforgivable
right.
curses.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful and sinister spells known to wizard kind. When cast successfully, the curse inflicts intense, excruciating pain on the victim.
Oh, wow. So his dog.
So I learned this because apparently Kobe was seen giving his sneakers to some fans at the Denver Nuggets game, the yeah. Pepitos de Oro game. And he was sitting on the bench, and apparently these Nuggets are talking to him, and he says, if you guys can guess my dog's name, I will autograph my sneakers and give them to you. And the clue was that it's from Harry Potter. And apparently after 12 or so guesses, they finally guessed Crucio. And Crucio is not the name of the curse as much as what you yell when you're placing this curse on on an MF-er.
Right. It's like the, the bibbity bobbity boo.
Natural follow-up question is, is Kobe Bryant a complete asshole to name his dog after an unforgivable curse?
Yes, Bob, the answer is yes. The answer, we all know he is.
Man.
Yeah.
Do you think this is an inside dog or an outside dog?
I mean, it's wherever its prey is, Bob. It's wherever, whoever needs to be taken down at the moment. It waffles between worlds.
The mailman's got to be mortally terrified of Crucio.
This one
involves the newest member of the Houston Rockets, Matt. Michael Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Daryl Morey on Zach Lowe's podcast this week. It was recorded at the Sloan Analytics Conference. The MIT Analytics Conference is going on in Boston this weekend. All the super nerds are there. Daryl Morey, nicknamed Dork Elvis,
mm-hmm.
There, of course. And he was telling Zach Lowe, and it made a lot of sense, that they have a lot of good intelligence in the Chinese Basketball League. The Rockets have a relationship with the Chinese Basketball League.
Right.
And so he was saying that their intel on Beasley was that he'd really turned his life around and was part of the reason why they thought it was time, or, you know, he can maybe help the team.
Okay.
That, and, you know, he's a really cheap contract.
Yeah.
And the Rockets are 500 anyways.
Might as well
try it, right? So I was texting a good friend of the show, Julian, about this. You know, there's quite a few Rockets, at least between Beasley and Corey Brewer, two Rockets that used to play for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I know Julian always followed them closely.
Yeah.
So he told me about a junk food that Michael Beasley was addicted to while with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And would eat it as much as 7 times a day.
Oof.
This junk food, Matt, what do you think it is? Is it A, Skittles? B, Whopper Juniors? C, Mountain Dew? Or D, ice cream sandwiches? That he would sometimes eat as much as 7 a day.
Skittles is Marshawn Lynch's territory.
Yeah.
Whopper Juniors, that's a lot of trips to Burger King. Mountain Dew, that's kind of a potheady type thing.
I was going to suggest, just think about what goes the best with marijuana.
Yeah. But also ice cream sandwiches.
Those go pretty well with everything.
Yeah.
You know,
you can just buy a whole bunch of boxes. Those are right in the fridge. You don't have to, Mountain Dew, Bob?
Mountain Dew, that is actually Caron Butler's.
Oh, so it's ice cream sandwiches?
He would eat as much as 7 packs of Skittles a day.
Oof.
Michael Beasley.
That's so many.
That's a lot of Skittles.
That would make your jaw hurt just chewing all this, because those aren't the easiest to chew.
Not good for the teeth, probably, either.
Yeah.
Michael Beasley's weed dealer and dentist men.
If you're YOLOing Skittles, I don't think you're worried about teeth.
Yeah, well, he's cut it to under 5 packs a day
for
the Rockets.
You know, we don't want to joke about addiction, Bob. It's very serious.
I wonder what the Chinese version of Skittles are.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just kind of scares me to even think of that.
We already learned Spanish today. I mean,
yeah,
one country at a time. One of my favorite sections that just have to talk about these days because the man won't keep himself out of the news is LeBron James. What the fuck has anything got to do with LeBron James? I should probably preface this by saying that Stephen A. Smith says a lot of bullshit.
No.
It's his job to make ridiculous points and back them up on his show, First Take. The latest thing he said, I had to ask you about, Matt. Stephen A. Smith suggested that LeBron James could potentially leave the Cleveland Cavaliers again.
Right.
The quote actually is, what everybody who's close to him continuously reminds me of is, don't you dare take LeBron for granted or think he's trapped into staying in Cleveland just because he came back. Don't put it past him that he'll get so annoyed that he'll leave again if he feels like he's being taken for granted, ran into the ground, and essentially misused. Could LeBron James break the Cleveland fans' hearts again, Matt?
Sometimes these superstars, if they're so insulated and like in their own little world, and they don't, you would think they have a good grasp of what's going on outside, but they, outside of their world, but they may not. Like, it's not, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you're Phil Knight, the founder of Nike.
I wouldn't be sitting here if I was.
Come on, we might have him on the show sometime.
That's true.
You could be a guest.
That's true.
So let's say you're Phil Knight.
No, guest I'm fine with, not yeah, yeah.
So Knight. LeBron James just signed a lifetime deal with Nike during this season, the 2015-16 season. If you're the founder of Nike, and you're paying LeBron whatever $500 million, $1 billion, whatever it is, over the course of this lifelong contract, does LeBron leaving Cleveland a second time hurt the brand? Does it hurt the value of that deal, you think?
LeBron will have his supporters no matter what he does.
Yeah.
And I was, he's very Trumpian. Like, I
go on.
Yes. They're both orange. No, I think that no matter what LeBron does, he will have the people who will always support him, and then there will be people that no matter what he does will always detract. I think that he's a money-making machine wherever he goes. The grass is always greener, as they say. You heard that before, Bob? The grass is always...
Yeah, yeah. I think Michael Beasley knows that one.
Yeah, for a completely different reason. Why not just stay? I think the goodwill of winning a third championship is nothing compared to sticking it out and trying to give Cleveland. He'll go down. People will smile much more at him trying to get Cleveland a title for the rest of his career than just going to get a third and fourth with a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was kind of thinking about it. It's kind of like if this year, you know, Leo DiCaprio, who was,
yeah,
you know, really been trying to get that Best Actor award for years now. You know, he did The Revenant this year.
Right.
This is the beginning of the year. He's planning, he's shooting The Revenant. He's, like, eating the raw fish and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is the year. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, news is delivered to set in the Arctic, wherever the hell they are, that Daniel Day-Lewis is making a movie, you know, with Martin Scorsese this year.
Yeah.
It's just like, damn it, no.
Yeah.
This is what's happened to LeBron. You know, he came back, formed this super team right at the time when Steph Curry decided to become the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah.
The Warriors breaking records. I think between the Warriors year and Joe Johnson spurning the Cavaliers, LeBron is he's going off the edge. His tweet this week, we were talking about his tweets last week, but his tweet this week was, it's this simple. You can't accomplish the dream if everyone isn't dreaming the same thing every day. Nightmares follow.
Man, so,
so
poetic.
Ominous.
So poetic. He's just, man, is he, wow, that he's just a poetry genius.
Well, that's sort of what Brian Windhorst has been reporting, that LeBron is getting surly right now because he's starting to realize again that he might have to carry the team on his back through,
yeah,
the playoffs again this year.
Sure, but that's how it has to happen for some people.
I have some other things that I'm looking for your predictions on, Matt. We'll lump this into the...
Basically, Nostradamus.
Nate Robinson wants to try out for the NFL. He played defensive back in college,
yeah,
at the University
Washington.
Of Washington. And he also returned punts and kickoffs. Do you think Nate Robinson will make an NFL team?
He's going to be 32 by the next NFL season.
32? Okay.
Yeah. That's he's going to be 32. He's what, 5'6"?
That's like 6 years after the average NFL player retires.
Yeah. I would absolutely bring him in for some sort of tryout.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt. That you don't lose anything by doing that.
I think that you know, a team like the LA Rams could go for gimmicks like this.
Yeah.
Especially as long as they're playing at USC.
Yeah. Just throw all the gimmicks
the Thunderdome
together.
Yeah.
Eating Crow.
Eating Crow section, Matt. And this is where we talk about some people that have decided that maybe they made a big mistake. Shelley and Donald Sterling are calling off their divorce.
I saw that. Yeah, there is hope.
They filed in August, right before their 60th anniversary. But now they're getting back together, I guess. Or they're just keeping their money out of their divorce lawyers' pockets.
Right.
Been like trying to think hard about what Donald Sterling does with his time these days.
Yeah.
And if I had to guess, I imagine like his day-to-day life is probably similar to that of like Muammar Gaddafi.
Okay, go on. Go on.
I think he probably just lays around in luxury, you know, has some weird, you know, harem of like Korean women, like bodyguards or something like that.
Korean women bodyguards.
Yeah, yeah. Like really tough ones that know jiu-jitsu. They feed him grapes also.
Yeah.
He's watching old movies. He just likes movies that star dogs.
Yeah.
Like Air Bud, Old Yeller, Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yeah.
That dog's Marley and Me.
A dog's never betrayed him before, Bob.
He kind of looks like Muammar Gaddafi, too. It's a pretty ugly old man.
Okay. I'll allow it. Whatever you say.
So the Sterlings are going back on their divorce plans, and I think Phil Jackson may be eating crow pretty soon here, too, Matt. Let me tell you what he said this week. He said that he won't be obsessed about finding a star point guard for the Knicks, because, in part because of the triangle offense that doesn't really require one.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, chasing a point guard where it becomes just an obsession isn't necessary. It's not necessary. We can play the game without that, Jackson said Friday.
Sure.
He's pointed to the success the Bulls and Lakers had running the triangle without really a ball-dominant point guard. Quote, we went to a two-guard format, and I think we were successful at it. I think we caught a lot of people in the league by surprise because of the way we played. So it works, and we know it works.
Uh-huh.
Our listeners can't see that I'm rubbing my brow, partially because of the moonshine, but also because Phil Jackson is comparing the Kobe and Shaq Lakers and the Scottie and Michael Bulls to the 2016
to
New
the
York Knicks.
Porzingis and Carmelo
it's
Knicks.
Like, hey guys, enough with the questions already. Did you see the Lakers and the Bulls? I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
So we don't need a point guard.
Yeah.
We're good, you know.
Right.
We got Robin Lopez, okay? Yeah. What do we need a point guard for?
Yeah, these Knicks aren't even the Gasol Bryant Lakers. Like they haven't even approached that level of it. Sure, just keep flying your triangle flag.
Yeah, so Jackson went on to point out that the Knicks plan to sign Tony Roten in the coming days. Maybe not even signed until the summer. Do you know the last team Tony Roten played for, Matt?
That'd be the 76ers, Bob.
Do you know what happened with his relationship with the 76ers?
He wasn't good enough to play on the 76ers,
he wasn't
Bob.
Good enough to play for the 9-56 Philadelphia 76ers. But he's good enough to play for the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Phil Jackson, I read his books growing up. I love the Chicago Bulls. You know, grew up a big fan of MJ and Jackson. When Jackson went to the Lakers and he's turning off the lights and having drum ceremonies and burning sage, I always thought this is like the coolest guy. I mean, he has a way about him that no one else does. The Knicks, I think, might be tainting that legacy.
No.
I think something that happened similar to our friend Mike D'Antoni when he went to the New York Knicks.
Yep.
And in the end, I guess you could always blame James Dolan if it doesn't work
sure.
out. Carmelo does.
Yeah.
Game of the week.
These Saturday primetime games are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Bjorn was saying last night, texted me that he thought when he heard that they were putting Saturday night primetime games, who would watch these? Why would you put them there? But they've been amazing.
Yeah, the matchups are great. Last night, who was it? The Spurs and the Thunder. This coming Saturday, March 19th, Golden State in San Antonio. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the Spurs are currently 32-0 at home this season after the win last night. Jeez. And the Warriors play them twice in San Antonio before the season ends.
Wow.
March 19th and then again on April 10th.
What if we somehow end up with two teams who didn't lose at home this season?
That would be nuts. That would be nuts. And if that happens, that means the Warriors will have at least 8 losses.
Yeah.
If they lose those two games and would have to lose only one or fewer the rest of the season to break that record,
right,
the Bulls record. Let's get into our diss of the week, Matt. You know, the people want that.
Yo mama is so fat.
This one comes from Evan Turner's social media, Twitter. He said, quote, "I hear all the sixth man talk, but don't get it twisted. I'll always be number one in your girl's heart." Then he wrote hashtag TBT, and I admittedly had to Google what hashtag TBT is. Matt, do you know?
TBT. Throwback Thursday?
Throwback Thursday. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah, my wife made fun of me for having to Google that.
It's all right, Bob.
I wrote that diss of the week out, but I saw another one on a commercial last night during the Spurs-Thunder game. Maybe you've seen this. It's a Priceline commercial.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of a self-inflicted diss of the week by Latrell Sprewell.
It's amazing. I love this.
For a period of this commercial.
Yeah, I love this commercial.
So the way it goes is there's a dad and a little girl, and he wants to take the little girl to a Spurs game. And so they make the analogy that going to Priceline for your tickets is like asking advice from David Robinson.
Yeah.
And then they cut to David Robinson and the little girl, and he says, "Remember, little girl, the key to success is hard work and a good attitude."
Yeah.
You know, thanks. Thanks, David Robinson, Admiral, sir. And then they compare it to not going to Priceline is like getting advice from Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah.
And they cut to the little girl with Sprewell in a bar.
Yeah.
And Sprewell says, "Remember, success is just failure that hasn't happened yet."
Yeah. So good.
And then he starts snacking on French fries.
Yeah, he takes her fries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's the best part. Oh, it's one of my favorite commercials I've seen in a while.
I had to pause it and rewind it. I couldn't believe that he appeared in that.
Yeah.
It was really good to see Latrell again, but I just wish it were different circumstances. For his sake.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Shaq had a whole new crew on TNT because Kenny, Chuck, and Ernie are all doing March Madness now.
Oh, yeah.
And funnily enough, CBS didn't invite Shaq to do that. Maybe it's the whole getting paid to go to college thing. On that show, the new host asked Shaq to compare Kanye's rapping to an NBA player's game.
Yeah.
And Shaq just compared it to himself.
Nice.
Said he's like Kanye.
Well, that's a very Kanye thing to do. So
that's true.
That works out.
I thought it would be funny if we had a new segment next episode where we talked about rappers and basketball players and we like compared them and you know, see if we could come up with some that were actually a good comparison. I'll throw one out there just to get the ideas percolating.
Yeah.
I thought this was appropriate. Kevin Garnett's rap comparison, DMX.
Oh yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of barking, a lot of yelling.
He literally got down on his knees and barked like a dog in an NBA basketball game.
Yeah.
In 2008 against your boy Jared Bayless.
Yeah.
And Jared Bayless was playing for the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, it
got down on his knees and barked at him.
KG DMX, I wouldn't have said that, but it's perfect. I wouldn't have made that connection. You did.
Yes. Thank you. Man. Anyways, if any of our listeners have any rapper NBA comparisons that they want to send to us, You know, you can tweet us at Brickhouse Pod. We'd love to hear some of the things you come up with. But we have Los Manquillas Buques and Caballeros to go and see.
Sure.
So we'll have to wait until next week.